ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدة
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون، فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون، فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، سورة الأنعام، الله سبحانه وتعالى in verses number 42, 43 and 44. Three verses from سورة الأنعام. Let's go home and ponder over them. 42, 43 and 44. جزاكم الله خيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts with verse 42, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Indeed, we have already sent messengers to nations before you, O Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these nations, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. We seized them, or we tested them, we tried them with poverty and with hardship. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, in the hope or perhaps that they might humble themselves and repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا. But when our punishment came to them, if only they could have humbled themselves when the punishment came. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. But their hearts had become hardened. Their hearts had become hardened. And if there's one thing that hardens a heart, is what? Is kibr, arrogance, pride, haughtiness. جَيْكَنِي فَمَيْ فَتْيَالِي مَا الْكِبْرُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بَطَرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. What is pride, O Messenger of Allah? So our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, to reject the truth when it is told to you and to look down on other people. Especially a people that think that they are Saratul Kaun, the masters of the universe, God's chosen people on earth. Then that is what happens to them. And even a mustard seed of that kind of pride, or a mustard seed of pride, umuman, generally speaking, will blind a person from the signs of Allah. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِي الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I shall turn my signs away from those who walk on this earth with unjustified pride. Why is it unjustified? Why is it unjustified? Because there is only one being that is justified of having pride, and that is Al-Mutakabbir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahda, he and he alone, the possessor of supreme pride. Even a mustard seed of pride, even a mustard seed can corrupt the heart and blind us from the signs of Allah. That is why our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yadkhulu al-jannata man kana fi qalbihi mithqala habbatin min khardalin min kibr." They will not enter paradise, those who have a mustard seed of pride in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from pride. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Falawla idh ja'ahum ba'suna. So when our punishment came to them, if they had perhaps humbled themselves, but instead, their hearts became hardened, and shaitan made attractive to them that which they had been doing. All these evil things that they are doing, they see that they are evil. The lies that they are speaking, they know that they are lies. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come in between them and their hearts. Allah has sealed over their eyes and over their ears and over their hearts. And shaitan has adorned their evil actions for them. And for that reason, they have gone manifestly astray. And the whole world can see it. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Verse number 44. 42, 43, 44. Verse number 44. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. And when they ignored about that which they had been forewarned. This is coming on a long time. And if we look at some other verses, just to shed some light on these verses, it's the first type of tafsir that we learn. Tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. Tafsir al-Qur'an with the Qur'an. مَا أُجْمِلَ فِي مَوْدِعٍ فَقَدْ فُسِّرَ فِي مَوْدِعٍ آخر. That which has been said comprehensively in one place in the Quran is explained in more detail in another place in the Holy Quran. So let's look at, for example, Surah Al-A'raf. And by the way, we're speaking about who? Bani Israel. These verses are speaking about Bani Israel. Surah Al-A'raf 167 and 168. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ. This is about Ashab al-Sabt, those that broke the Sabbath. And those that saw it and kept quiet about it, and those that admonished them. Those who broke it and kept quiet about it, they were punished. And those who admonished them were saved. That's why even silence in a time like this, even silence for us as Muslims to keep quiet. Maybe I'm going to lose my job. Maybe this is going to happen to me. Maybe I'm going to get cancelled. Maybe that's going to happen to me. This is the big test, Jamaat al-Muslimin. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأيتم أمتي تهابوا أن تقول للظالم أنت الظالم فقد تودع منهم. If you see my ummah too scared to say to the oppressor أنت ظالم, you are an oppressor, then they are no longer of the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَدْ تُوُدِّعَ مِنْهُمْ. They are lost, meaning they have left the path of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and are no longer of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us of them. Bani Israel were punished for keeping quiet. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودِ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Cursed were they on the tongues of David. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he cursed them. Those that disbelieved from Bani Israel. وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ, Jesus the son of Mary, he cursed them. Why? ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْا, because of their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, and their transgression of the laws and commandments and boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the main thing that they did wrong? كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا. They did not speak up when they saw evil being perpetrated. لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون, a wretched thing they used to do. So these particular verses, or these two verses I'm speaking about now, have to do with the punishment that was to be meted on the disbelievers from Bani Israel, those that perpetrated the evil act or kept quiet about the evil act. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبَعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُوءُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. And mention when your Lord declared that He would surely continue to send upon them until the day of resurrection those who would afflict them with the worst torment. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, your Lord is most swift in punishing, but indeed He is forgiving and merciful. There's always a chance to turn back as long as we are alive. As long as we are alive. Inna Allah. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, Inna Allah yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir. Allah accepts the repentance of a servant as long as their souls don't reach their throats. Gharghara yugharghiru tagharghuran. Hoe sê ons in Afrikaans? Die rochel. Ek het vir my skoonmaker gesê, die gorrel. Toe sê sy, nee, dis die gorrelpyp van die oond, man. Die rochel. That sound at the time, the throes of death. Inna lil mawti la sakarat. Allahumma hawwin alayya sakarat al-mawt. Indeed, for death there are throes. Oh Allah, make easy for me the throes of death, said our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask that for all of us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alam. So as long as we're alive, it's better who you are, or where you are in this world. Even if you may be exploring there on Mars, who knows? And a person is still alive, the doors of Tawbah are open. It's only when we reach that point of no return. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. It's called الحلقوم. What is it between? كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي. That's a tarquwa. Tarquwa. Those who play rugby will know what I'm speaking about. The collarbone. Be careful. تَرْقُوَةٌ 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 تَرَاقِي. When the soul, because it gets pulled from the extremities, from the tips of the toes and the tips of the fingers, all the way up to this place in the middle of the throat, between the two collarbones called the hulqum. When the soul reaches that place, that is the place of no return. But up until that stage, the doors of repentance are open. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَطَعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And we dispersed them in the earth amongst the nations. Allah SWT is speaking about who? About Bani Israel, or the remnant of Bani Israel, who are the Jews. The Jews are the remnant of Bani Israel. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the beginnings of the great diaspora that started in the year 70 after Titus, the son of Vespasian, destroyed Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, and the Jews were no longer allowed to live in Jerusalem. In fact, they changed the name from Jerusalem to Alia Capitolina. Alia Capitolina. And they actually erected a temple dedicated to the false god Jupiter in Jerusalem. And Jews were no longer allowed to live in Jerusalem. But they still remained in parts of Judea until the Bar Kokhba revolt in 132. Simeon Bar Kokhba, the Jewish zealot, the rebel leader. And then Emperor Hadrian came down upon them like an iron hammer and massacred many thousands of them, and from there they were totally dispersed to the four corners of the earth. Not immediately, but a slow progression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we dispersed them among the nations. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ. Often they are righteous. Up till today, you have Jews that live according to the letter of the Torah. All 613 mizvot canonized by Musa bin Maymun, by Maimonides, who, by the way, was the personal physician of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi. And they are what we refer to as the strict Orthodox rabbinical Jews. the Haredim, the Hasidim and Mitnagdim, and they are anti-Zionists. So Laysu Sawa, Allah says they're not all the same. We can't lob them all into the same crucible. Laysu Sawa. Minhum as-salihun, of them there are those that are righteous. Wa minhum duna dhalik, and others are less than that. They are not righteous. In actual fact, we are seeing that they are quite wretched, if not the most wretched. Some of them, wal-iyadu billah. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ, and we tested them with prosperity and with adversity. وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ, for what reason? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, in the hope that perhaps maybe they could wake up and return and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the other verse, which is in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse 111 and 112, لَنْ يَدُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى, they will not harm you except for some annoyance. وَإِنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ, and if they fight you, they will show you their backs. Otherwise, they will run away from you and they will not be aided. They will not be aided. All they can do is throw 2,000 kilogram bombs from the air. The Zionist entity has dropped more than 10,000 bombs on Gaza since the 7th of October. Different kinds of bombs. Gaza is like a laboratory for the modern day weaponry market, the military industrial complex. That is their laboratory, Gaza. Just recently now, since the breaking of the ceasefire, which was something that was planned by the Zionist entity before the ceasefire started, by the way. Ask any analyst in the West, a honest, sincere analyst, they will tell you. No, they were planning this. They were planning to resume hostilities, the bombardment, the massacre, the ethnic cleansing, the genocide, even before the Hudna, even before the ceasefire. And one of the things they've discovered now is they are dropping bombs that don't turn buildings into rubble. Anqad bidad at the end. This is what we keep hearing. Anna shuhada taht al anqad. That there are many martyrs that are under the rubble. Actually, in fact, 7,500. Besides the 17,000 that have been martyred, there are 7,500 plus that are under the rubble. But now they are discovering that the buildings are not turning to rubble anymore, they are turning to dust. An entire building, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stories high, being turned into dust. And no chance for survivors, because why, they've been blown to bits, to smithereens. And we see it every day. Schools, masajid, another masjid was bombed yesterday. Another UN-run school was bombed yesterday. There is no safe place in Gaza. So they are cowards. They are the greatest cowards on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ جَمِيعًا إِلَّا فِي قُرَى مُحَصَّنًا, they will not fight you except from within fortified cities with iron domes, or from the air, or from the sea, or from behind their tanks, or in their personnel carriers. They will not fight you altogether except from within fortified cities, أو من وراء جدر, or from behind the walls. Not this walls, eh? Behind the walls. The walls. You know I'm talking about the walls. إلا من وراء, inshallah, this walls will be fighting them, inshallah. إلا من وراء جدر, except from behind the walls. بأسهم بينهم شديد. The disunity amongst them is severe. I was watching a clip. Ilan Pape. Ilan Pape, the Israeli historian. He's referred to as such, the Israeli historian. Very famous for his book, The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine and the 10 Myths About Israel. There are other books, but I know he's famous for those two books. He recently was interviewed by the Middle East Eye, and he said that The Zionist state is basically in the throes of death. Why? Because the three pillars of sustainability, and he mentions them, the first is the pillar of material sustainability, which is there, but it comes mostly from outside. If it stops coming from outside, big problem. Secondly is social cohesion. There is no social cohesion. Oh, sorry, the first and most important thing is, he says that the Zionist state is actually, when you really think about it, it's not a country, it's not a state, it's a project. It's a settler colonial project. And I'm going to give you some quotes, inshallah, at the end by David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister. It'll make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. But then you can understand that for them, this is just an unfinished project. A settler colonial project. So no social cohesion, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَأْسُهُمْ بَيْنُهُمْ شَدِيدٌ. The dissension and disunity amongst them is severe. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they're united, but their hearts are totally divided. And then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. That is because they are a people that have no aql. They have no sense. وَفَلَا أَقَلُ اسْخَبَقَلُ. If you see the way that they are handling, especially the so-called propaganda war, it's like every single bullet that they fire in the propaganda war comes back at them like a missile. Within seconds of them releasing, do you see the latest? Those poor civilians that they captured, stripped naked, and then they said they caught a whole lot of Hamas fighters. One of the craziest things I've heard being repeated by the Zionist propaganda machine is that they are saying for every Hamas militant that is killed, two civilians are killed. I think it was Jonathan Karakas. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation of his surname. From the Zionist army, the Zionist murderous army. When he was quoting this so-called statistic that for every Hamas militant that they've killed, that only two civilians have been killed, he said, that's great. He said, that's great in comparison to other conflicts around the world, you know, only two civilians for every fighter. You know, that is like we are up there. But the question is, where are all these militants that you've killed? If you haven't got their bodies, at least show us some pictures or give us a list of names. For every single lie that they've told, it's almost been immediately debunked. Why? Because they've got no aqal. There was one, they went into the Shifa hospital and he's pointing to the days of the week. يوم الاثنين يوم الثلاثاء يوم الاربعاء يوم الخميس يوم الجمعاء يوم السبت يوم الاحد. And he's saying these are the names of terrorists. The days of the week. لا يعقلون. They've got no aql. No sense. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just going back to Surah Ali Imran, ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا. They have been put under humiliation wherever they are overtaken, except إِلَّا بِحَبَلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبَلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, except for a rope from Allah and a rope from the people. So in instances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the greatest help that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Jews since they were exiled from the Holy Land during the Roman period. The greatest help that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended to them was to bring them to the Muslim lands. That's where they found the greatest protection and the best prosperity. The golden age of the Jewish people was where? In Islamic Spain. The golden age of the Jewish people since they exiled from the land by the Romans 2,000 years ago. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, except as for a rope from Allah or a rope from the people. The greatest rope that has been extended from the people And this is that evil alliance that we spoke about last week or the week before. The alliance of Zionism, Christian Zionism, which basically Anita Shapira, who is a Zionist historian, says it was the Christian Zionist movement in the United Kingdom that basically influenced or brought about the birth of Jewish Zionism at the end of the 19th century. And there's never been an alliance between Jews and Christians except on Zionism. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Oh, those of you who believe, don't take the Jews and the Christians as allies. When they are allies of each other, which is Zionism. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. And whoever allies with them is of them. Whoever allies with them of you, then he is one of them. Whether he be a Hindu, whether he be an Arab, whether he be whatever, doesn't matter. Then he's also a Zionist. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And they drew upon themselves the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ. And they've been put under destitution. ذَلِكَ بَأَنُّمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. That is because they disbelieved in the verses of Allah or in the signs of Allah. وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. And they killed the prophets without right. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. That is because they disobeyed Allah and they transgressed the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is laying it out for us, Jamaat Muslim. And going back to Surah Ali Imran 42, 43, 44. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. After everything that they've been through, all the persecution and humiliation, especially where? In Europe. In Europe. All the persecution. All the times that they have been thrown out of especially European cities. And the pogroms in Russia and under Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, all of that humiliation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses is telling us that this was a trial and tribulation to get them to wake up out of their state of heedlessness and carelessness and to repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they ignored those signs, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. What did we do? We as in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tamir al-Azama, the pronoun of greatness. You know, نَحْنُ is for we, meaning the dual, you and I. It's for plural, three or more of us. Or for the singular, لِلْمُفْرَدِ الَّذِي يُعَظِّمُ نَفْسَهُ. For the one who reveres themselves. And there's only one who is worthy of revering themselves, and that is Allah. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says we. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they ignored about that which they had been forewarned. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened the doors of everything for them. They control the media. They control the banks. Fulus. Dimiran. They control the money. They control politics. They control the Senate and the Congress in America. Except for maybe four or five, I don't know. Just a few. 14 of them. Thank you. Shukran. They control politics in the United Kingdom. They control politics in most of Europe. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened the doors of everything for them. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Until they were boastfully, arrogantly overjoyed with that which they had attained. Now, just killing and murdering, ethnically cleansing, doing whatever they want with impunity. Nobody's stopping them. We opened the doors of everything for them. Until they were boastfully and arrogantly overjoyed with that which they had attained. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We suddenly seized them. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And they were shrouded in great regret and despair. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, this is not a time to lose hope. This is not a time to lose faith. This is a time for more faith. If the people of Gaza can have more faith, how can we not have more faith? I leave you with some quotations that will make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. David Ben-Gurion, the first Prime Minister of the Zionist State. David Ben-Gurion, the first Prime Minister of the Zionist State. He says, this is May 1948, to the General Staff from Ben-Gurion, a biography by Michael Ben Zuhar. We must use terror, assassination, intimidation, land confiscation, and the cutting of all social services to rid the Galilee of its Arab population. Another quote, taken from The Jewish Paradox, a book by Nahum Goldman. If I were an Arab leader, he said, I would never sign an agreement with Israel. It is normal. We have taken their country. It is true, God promised it to us, but how could that interest them? Our God is not theirs. Look at the ignorance. There has been anti-Semitism, the Nazis, Hitler, Auschwitz. But was it their fault? They see but one thing. We have come and we have stolen their country. Why would they accept that? They know what they're doing. Shaitan is just a daunted for them. David Ben-Gurion, Arab leaders urge peace, Israel refuses. This is the peace. The present map of Palestine was drawn by the British Mandate. That was 1947, partition. The Jewish people have another map, which our youth and adults should strive to fulfill from the Nile to the Euphrates. Another quote. The Arabs will have to go, but one needs an opportune moment for making it happen. I repeat, he said, the Arabs will have to go, but one needs an opportune moment for making it happen, such as a war. This is an old project. The idea of driving the refugees that were made refugees in 1948. In Gaza, they were made refugees in other parts of Palestine, Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa, in the Holy Land. And they ended up in a refugee camp or refugee camps in Gaza. In 1967, Menachem Begum, he said, after the Six-Day War, he said, now we should destroy all the refugee camps in Gaza and drive the Palestinians into the Sinai. Old project, old project. I repeat, the Arabs will have to go, he said, but one needs an opportune moment for making it happen, such as a war. He said, we must do everything to ensure that the Palestinians never return. The old will die and the young will forget. Quoted by Ariel Sharon, they say one of the worst punishments, if not the worst punishment to get on the dunya, is to wish for death and not find it. Is to wish for death and not find it. This is one of the punishments of the zalimeen. La'natullahi ala zalim. May the curses of Allah be on all the oppressors. Say ameen. He said, let me first tell you one thing. It doesn't matter what the world says about Israel. It doesn't matter what they say about us anywhere else. They couldn't care. They couldn't care. The only thing that matters is we can exist here on the land of our forefathers. And unless, this is a very important point, I want you to listen, think very carefully why we see this discriminate bombing and killing and murder, mass murder of innocent civilians in Gaza. You know why? This is something Ben-Gurion said a long time ago. He said, and unless we show the Arabs that there is a high price to pay for murdering Jews, we won't survive. Itamar Ben-Gvir, who is in charge of security right now, he said not too long ago, either a year or 6 months ago, that for every Jew that they kill, we'll kill 1,000 Palestinians. That is how little they think. That is how much they think of themselves and how little they think of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. He said, Since I invoke Torah so often, let me state that I don't personally believe in the God it postulates. This place was established by atheists and secular Jews that used the slogan and bragged that we are going to re-identify. We're going to reshape the identity of the Jews and break free from the shackles of religion. Go look it up. Go look it up. That was a slogan of the founding fathers of the Zionist state, of kufr, of disbelief and a rebellion against Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I'm not religious, nor were the majority of the early builders of Israel believers. Nor were the majority of the early builders of Israel believers. They weren't believers. Yet their passion for this land stemmed from the book of books. It's like my tongue cannot even express my dismay at the stupidity. He said, if I knew that it would be possible to save all the children in Germany, meaning the Jewish children, by bringing them over to England, and only half of them by transporting them to Eretz Israel, meaning Palestine, then I opt for the second alternative. That's why they don't care. Even if all their hostages die. This is something called the Hannibal Directive, which they used in Lebanon. When some of their soldiers were taken hostage, they said, kill the militants, and if the hostages die, then so be it. They call it the Hannibal Directive, something that they used on the 7th of October, and a large majority of those that were killed, especially when it comes to the civilians, because that was not the target of Hamas. Hamas did not target civilians. Their main aim was to get hostages so they could trade them for the thousands of hostages that are in Israeli prisons. And then here's the last one. He says that the Arabs of the land of Israel, in brackets it says Palestine, have only one function left to them, to run away. But as we have seen with our own eyes, and as we have heard with our own ears, the Palestinians are not going anywhere. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we have to, yes, we need to win the physical war. And there's perhaps many more battles that are going to be fought until the war is won and the land is liberated and we can all go pray in Masjid al-Aqsa wa huwa hurrun aziz, and it is sanctified and its dignity is restored. But until then, we have to win the narrative or the war of ideas. We need to educate ourselves. We need to go and learn about what this is all about. And we need to stand up and we need to speak the truth. And inshallah ta'ala, at the same time as we are reforming ourselves and not playing with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living within the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us, then inshallah we're going to see, inshallah, in our lifetime. According to Ilan Papi, the three things: no material sustainability. Why? Because America, if America goes, the Zionist state goes. Number two, no social cohesion. And number three, no legitimacy. If an Israeli historian can say that the end is near for the Zionist state, how can we not have hope? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to witness it in our lifetime. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wheel to Heal, having a cycle tour in aid of raising funds for Gaza. I did announce this last week. I presume there's another collection outside today. Inshallah, if it is, please contribute to this noble cause for Gaza. And then we have a brother who has returned from Canada, Uncle Yusuf. Is this Mogi or Mulgi? Huh? Mulgu. Oh, Mulgu. Ah. Comment ça va, mon ami? MashaAllah. So, brother Yusuf has been over in Canada for 40 years. He has now returned. We welcome him. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. you and your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him and facilitate all his affairs for him. Ameen. From Nadim from Vik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأيت العبد يعطى من الدنيا وهو مقيم على معصية الله فاعلم أنه استدراج وقد قال تعالى سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون وأملي لهم إن كيدي متين صدق الله العظيم. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بالتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلى بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا، وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم أهلك الصهاينة ومن والاهم، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم الظالمين الحاقدين المجرمين برحمتك وبنصرك المبين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتقبل شهداءنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. شيخ هارون، شيخ هارون موس، صلي بنا. شيخ هارون تعال تعال، رجاء تفضل صلي بنا.
لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استقيموا أثابكم الله، استووا إلى الصلاة، وارحمني ويرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إن الذين سبقت لهم من الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم فيما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون إن في هذا لبلاغا لقوم عابدين وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة والمغفرة إنك أنت التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول
ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث من عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا وأصلح لإخواننا وأخواتنا في غزة شؤونهم وشؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتقبل شهداءنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Thank you.